Day 2, Listen to Understand, Not to Win. Devotional. Most of us are terrible listeners. We're so busy preparing our response, defending our position, or waiting for our turn to speak that we miss what the other person is actually trying to communicate. This reactive approach builds walls instead of bridges in our relationships. True listening is an act of love. When you listen to understand rather than to respond, you're saying to the other person, "You matter. Your thoughts and feelings are important to me." This kind of listening requires patience, humility, and genuine care for the relationship. Listening builds trust because it creates safety. When people feel heard and understood, they're more likely to open up and be vulnerable. But when they feel like you're just waiting to pounce with your counterargument, they shut down and put up defenses. The goal of healthy communication isn't to win the conversation, it's to strengthen the relationship. Sometimes this means setting aside your need to be right and choosing instead to understand the heart behind the words. When you prioritize connection over correction, you create space for real intimacy and trust to grow. Today, practice listening with your whole heart. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly hear what the people in your life are trying to tell you. Bible verse. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this: everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. James 1:19. Reflection question. In your most important relationships, are you listening to understand or listening to respond, and what would change if you truly heard their heart? Quote. Listening builds trust, but reacting builds walls. Prayer. Lord, teach me to listen with patience and love. Help me set aside my need to be right and instead seek to understand the hearts of those I care about.